This is KCUR 89.3. Most Americans know little about the painter Hale Woodruff, but he had a profound influence on 20th century American art. Like many black artists in the 1920s, Woodruff left the country to spend time in Paris, and later studied in Mexico with Diego Rivera. Today, Woodruff is best known for a set of murals at Talladega College in Alabama, which are now on display at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. But there's another local connection to Woodruff, as KCUR's C.J. Genevieve reports.
Wow.
Sean Hughes is at the Nelson, surrounded by American history. Giant paintings in vivid colors with nearly life-size figures. On one wall, a deck full of slaves is about to mutiny on the Amistad. On another wall, an urgent scene in the woods as slaves are about to cross the Ohio River to freedom.
Makes you think and wonder. And I'm always drawn to go look at him.
In the second mural, The Trial of the Amistad Captives, is a man in a green shirt in the crowd. It's a self-portrait of Hughes's great-uncle, Hale Woodruff.
He always puts his image in his works.
Talladega College commissioned these murals in the late 1930s. This exhibition was organized by the High Museum in Atlanta back in 2012, and it's been traveling ever since. Sean Hughes went to see the murals in New York and Washington, D.C. He's the son of Kansas City civic leaders Mamie Hughes and the late Leonard Hughes, Jr. He knew there was something special whenever his great-uncle came to visit.
He was a very sophisticated man. I mean, our family was very outgoing and gregarious, but he was very reserved, very quiet. And I mean, he had an awesome presence about him.
Growing up in Kansas City, Hughes knew about Thomas Hart Benton, and he learned about the European painters in high school. But he didn't learn about his uncle's importance until he went to Fisk University in Nashville.
First day, I walk into the library. And as I walk into the library, I look to my right, and they had a huge exhibit of Uncle Hale. I was so excited about it, I ran and I looked and I ran back to the dorm, called my mother, Colette, and I said, Mom, they got an entire corner dedicated to Uncle Hale. And she said, yeah, and I want you to get off this phone, go over and read every book and learn not only about him, but learn about Aaron Douglas and the many other great artists, African-American artists that are in the world.
David C. Driscoll, a distinguished former professor of art at the University of Maryland, says Hale Woodruff was a pioneer.
First of all, being one of the major teachers mid and 20th century at historically black colleges and universities teaching art, where there weren't that many people teaching in that discipline.
In 1942, when Woodruff was at Atlanta University, he founded what was known as the Exhibition for African American Artists,
which was the only venue where people of color could exhibit on a national scale without the forces of segregation.
In this way, Woodruff secured recognition for major artists like Romare Bearden, Jacob Lawrence, and many others.
Equally important was the contribution that he made to the American art canon by bringing subjects of importance relating to the African-American experience. In other words, he was very much bent on helping to tell the history of African-Americans by painting murals.
Woodruff's wife, Teresa, they called her Ted, was from Topeka. That's how Sean Hughes is ultimately related. So he's organized an exhibition of the family collection in the art gallery at the American Jazz Museum. It has black and white prints Woodruff gave to family members, Christmas cards he painted for his relatives, abstract paintings, and African sculptures. Here's Jazz Museum curator Sunny Joy Thompson Ruffin.
You have to understand the importance and the brilliance of this man, because he did what he had to do to make sure that African-American artists were recognized. Now you can't get enough black. Now you can't get enough African-American art. We are now considered American artists. This is the man that paved the way.
Hale Woodruff died in 1980. By then, he'd been on the faculty at New York University for 20 years. He was recognized by his peers in the art world, but he had a warning for his great-nephew.
I can remember as a young man sitting at his feet. He would draw something. My sister and I would be there drawing, and he would tell us, yeah, you guys got talent, but it's not going to do you any good. He said, my paintings are not going to make any matter. The only thing it's going to do, it'll be worth something to you guys. And he drilled that in my mom's head. He said, yeah, they can really talented artists in their own right. She said, but send them to law school. That'll be like their dad.
Hale Woodruff was wrong about one thing. His paintings mattered. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Rising Up, Hale Woodruff's Murals at Talladega College, runs through January at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. And All Hail to Hale, the Hale Woodruff Family Collection, runs through February at the American Jazz Museum. You can see images from the shows on our website, kcur.org.